In this video, I'm going to help you understand and help you uncover what are the things that are actually holding you back and what are the things that are causing your self-sabotage. So I've been getting a lot of messages just like these on Instagram from some of the followers who are engaging with the content that I've been putting out around self-sabotage. And since I've been getting so many comments like this, I thought it would make a lot of sense to do a little bit deeper training because the Instagram Reels only give me like 60 seconds to talk about something. So that's where I want to use YouTube and my podcast to be able to go deeper on certain topics. So, you know, this message right here said that there was a post about getting in your own way and being a roadblock to sales. And this person is in sales, but is in an unexpected slump after a rough year. He says, he's always in my head trying to hyperanalyze everything. Another guy said that reading one of those posts was like a slap in the face. When you talked about self-sabotage, I audibly was like, yeah, that's me. Another guy who commented on one of my posts said that he related with what he was hearing, specifically around self-sabotage, because everyone sees my potential at work and relationships except for me. So I first just wanted to share some of these messages to help you understand if you're feeling the same way that you're not alone in this. I get messages every single day about these topics. So people have been asking like, what actually is self-sabotage and how can you uncover it and ultimately work through it? So this is going to be probably one of the first videos in a series all around self-sabotage and the specific fears that might be holding you back. So by the end of it, I hope that you'll understand a little bit more about what is it and how you can start to uncover those fears and those beliefs and those thoughts that are holding you back. So let's dive into it. So first, like, what is self-sabotage? This is basically when you have the behaviors, the thoughts or actions that you engage in consciously or unconsciously that undermine your own success. These things can undermine your personal success. They can undermine your professional success, despite being capable of achieving positive things. In simple terms, like, what does this mean? It just means that you're getting in your own way. It means when you're taking actions that are contrary to what your actual goals are. Well, there's a lot of different things that you could be doing that would fall under this umbrella of self-sabotage. So that's why I wanted to start to list those out here. Things like procrastinating, perfectionism, overthinking, just being like inconsistent. When you start something and you take one step forward and then you take two steps back. When you are emotionally eating, when you turn to food for comfort, when you're avoiding things, avoidance is a big one. Indecisions, when you're just constantly in your head, like one of those previous followers talked about. Hesitating, like unsure of like what the next move is, or knowing what the next move is and not following through. And then people pleasing. And so when you heard some of these different things, I'm curious, which is the one that really stands out to you? Because there's certain ones that when you hear them or when you see them, you're probably going to say, yeah, that's me. And one of the best things that you can do is to start to kind of try and be aware of like, what are the specific patterns that you have in your life so that you can start to overcome those. So one of the first things that I would recommend for all of these things that I just listed out is right now, give yourself either on paper or in your head, give yourself a score from 0 to 10. 10 is extremely, like, how much do these things impact you? So on a scale of 0 to 10, how much does procrastinating impact you? Perfectionism, overthinking, being inconsistent, emotional eating, avoidance, indecision, hesitation, people pleasing. For me, as I have gone on my entrepreneurial journey, these are the exact things that have held me back. And these are the exact things that I've had to overcome as a high achiever, as somebody who like really wants to create something that's really impactful and really like do it in an authentic way and really unlock my full potential and just be the absolute best version of myself. These are going to be the things that are standing in your way. So for me, like, perfectionism has been a big thing that has held me back. And I would say indecision and people pleasing. It all for me kind of ties back to perfectionism. And I'll get into that a little bit more. But for you, on a scale of 1 to 10, How are these things showing up for you? Now, the next question that you might have if you now understand like what are the specific things that are holding you back is like, why do these things happen? And it's pretty deep, but the simple answer is your mind or your brain and your body, they just want to keep you safe. They want to keep you inside of your comfort zone, because in your comfort zone, that's where we know what the outcome is. But anytime you try and expand outside of your comfort zone, that's where your brain and your body are going to start to resist you from taking certain actions. And anytime your brain, your mind, your body don't feel safe, that's when you're going to feel that resistance towards certain activities. So that's where the things like procrastination, indecision, perfectionism, all of those things that we talked about on the last slide, that's where all of those exact same things are going to pop up and they're going to hold you back. Now, that's really like the main part of it, is because your mind and your brain and your body, they just want to keep you safe, which is kind of the whole purpose of your brain, is just to keep you alive and look for problems and things that could, you know, prevent you from staying alive. But a big part of it is what you are focused on as well. A lot of times when you are thinking about expanding outside of your comfort zone, this is when you're usually thinking about a negative scenario, and that negative scenario of the future creates a sense of fear and avoidance that is greater than your desire to take the next step. So let me say that again. When you're thinking about taking that next step, if it's something in your business, if it's something that will help you get to the next level in your career, a lot of times your brain and your mind are going to start to anticipate the things that could go wrong. And you have this bias towards the negative outcome. When you have the bias towards the negative outcome, that creates the feelings of fear and avoidance. And a lot of times when that fear is greater than the desire to change, that's where you feel like you're stuck and you're just exactly where you want to be. So we've talked about like, what is self-sabotage? How does it actually show up in some of those different patterns? And we've talked about a little bit about why does it happen? And the big question is like, how do you actually overcome this? And like, this is going to be just part one of the training, but I really, as I've been working with some of my clients on this, and as I've gone through it personally myself, the first step is to start to just become self-aware of your patterns. And the best way to do this is to take like a 7-day challenge. And any time that you are about to take an action that triggers you and triggers some of that resistance, what you want to do is start to like really become aware of the fears, the thoughts, and the beliefs that are popping up. So take like a week. Even if like you, if you can't commit to a week, take one day and go throughout your day just like you regularly would at work, at home, whatever it is that you do in a typical day. And anytime there is that fear or that resistance that you typically feel like in your chest or in your body, if you start to feel like some of those fears, what you want to do is really try and become aware, what are the fears, the thoughts, and the beliefs that are popping up? Because once you start to become aware of what those patterns are, that's where you can start to question those beliefs and fears through a series of questions, which I'll talk about in the next video. So what I wanted to talk about today is just a little bit about what is self-sabotage, and what are some of the kind of like the symptoms of it and the patterns, and then how you can start to work through it. And the first part is really just becoming aware, because when you start to become aware, that's when you like this fear and this resistance starts to lose some of its impact on you. And so that's kind of what I have for today. And as I bring it back to you, the main thing is, if you are somebody who feels like you're just getting in your own way, you're impacted by procrastination, indecision, people-pleasing, perfectionism, all those things that I mentioned, I really want to challenge you to take the next day, take the next week, and really start to become aware of what are those things that are holding you back. And if you want to, after you've gone through this exercise and you have identified what those things are, come back. And in the next video, I'm going to share the question process to use to overcome it. Or you can just reach out to me on Instagram or comment below on YouTube and share your results with me, and I can help you work through those. So that's what I have for today, and I'll see you all in the next one.